just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Steve, did you know that there's a very popular holiday in February?
Valentine's Day?
No.
A different one.
A new holiday.
Oh, is it the one about the girls who all hang out together? It's like girls, gals day. What is this?
What on earth are you talking about?
It's pretty close to what you're talking about.
I don't think it is.
It's like the day before Valentine's Day where girls get to go hang out with each other and just be friends.
Oh,
it's kind of a thing.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
But that's not at all what I'm talking about.
I'll have to find out what that holiday is called.
I think you just made up a new one.
No, I heard on the news.
Oh.
This is what we get in the news of Atlanta.
Okay. That's why I don't watch.
Yeah.
No, this one actually is a bit darker than girls being friends. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Apparently, Disney decided that they were tired of doing lovey hearty things and they wanted to do villains.
Okay. Valentine's Day. Yes. I'm all about this.
Which I just find confusing. Yeah. Do we really need another holiday?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Disney will throw a party if it means you're paying them money. They will make up a holiday for every month.
You know that's right. Especially if it's a slow month.
Is mm-hmm. February a slow month?
In Florida, probably.
Legitimately, yeah. I have seen so many posts about people trying to get on Rise of the Resistance.
Right.
Showing the parks being a million times more crowded than they've ever been at this time of year before.
Yeah, which is a whole other aspect that I wanted to talk about at a later date, or actually at some point in time very quickly. But yeah, I think that with Valentine's Day, yeah, definitely in January and February, they're looking for anything they can do to up attendance during those 2 months, because they do tend to be the two slowest months of the year.
Well, they've figured one out.
They figured one out. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day. Is this a park-specific event?
From what I can tell, it's a Florida event.
Okay, I like that.
At the Magic Kingdom.
I'll take it.
And I find it interesting, I guess, because I know that Valentine's Day is very popular at Disney parks.
Mm-hmm.
People like to go there specifically for the photo ops, which, by the way, y'all, that's weird if you're going specifically for photo ops.
It's romantical.
No, it's people, weird.
Okay.
you're weird. People are weird. I ain't paying that much money to get in there and take pictures.
I would love pictures with the Queen of Hearts on Valentine's Day.
No, we're talking Valentine's Day first.
Same thing.
So, in the past, Valentine's Day has been a very difficult day to get into a Disney park because people love, and they love talking about love. And you go into the parks and they have the couples around.
That's cute.
And that kind of stuff.
All the couple characters, you mean?
Yeah. Like all the princesses have their princes with them.
Aww.
You know, that kind of
stuff.
That's
sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. So I guess I was just surprised that they needed to do a Valentine's Day with the exact opposite of all that. Maybe it's like a singles night, you know?
Yeah.
That's for all the single folks. Because, you know, none of the villains are attached now that I think about it. All of them are
single.
None
of them get love? Well, this is why there's problems.
And they're so grumpy because they don't got nobody.
This is totally what Disney's been trying to teach us all these years and we just figured it out.
Right. If you're a lonely person, you're a villain. Single people are automatically bad. But for the low price of $145, you can go into Valentine's Day. It's an extra ticketed event, hard ticketed event, which means no passes, nothing like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's you know, you're single, so you can go in. You're not spending money on Valentine's, so you might as well spend it on this, right?
This, by the way, is just dripping of sarcasm all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody take this seriously,
guys. I'm not making fun of any single people at all.
We're just mocking the fact that this is what Disney's apparently trying to teach us by this.
And they're not trying to teach us anything. What they're trying to do is make money, which
that is true.
They are doing hand over fist.
That's true.
They have
no life lesson to be learned here.
No life lessons.
The life lesson
just want
is
your money.
We want your money.
And they've, you know, Disney usually will put on enough of a party that people can justify these sort of things, right? For instance, for an extra fee, you can have a villain makeover before you go into the party.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of people like to dress up for parties, or do what they call Disney bounding, where instead of actually dressing like the character, you dress in normal clothes that are inspired by a character.
Yeah. I am all about this.
Yeah. And
especially if it gets to be a villain.
Yeah. And so they'll go and they will, you can go in early and they will fix up your hair like the Bippity Boppity Boutique, give you a villain hairstyle, apparently.
Bippity Boppity Boop, but gone bad.
Oh, Bippity Boppity Bad.
Talk about a tongue twister.
Right? They will give you like a makeup type of thing. I assume it's a lot of things like, you know, Ursula's super dark eyeshadows and big lips and, you know,
I'm all about that
scar and whatnot.
Any idea what they charge for that, the makeup?
It's not cheap.
Yeah,
I think like base prices usually run around $50 to $60.
Gosh, for
like
just for makeup,
the lower end kind of things.
We've seen some photos on the photos look great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good time. And
if I had $50 to burn, I would do
right.
it.
Right. And if you want to really get into the spirit of villain times,
yeah,
I'm sure you could do it. Right.
Or you could just watch a YouTube video and do it yourself, probably.
Oh,
I bet they do have those out there.
I'm sure. But there are some people that
if
don't
not,
have the
go
time.
To our channel. We're doing it now.
Like, I don't have the resources to give myself a villain makeup look, you know, so
that's
you know.
A good point. If you don't have the makeup on hand and you were going to go buy all the makeup to do the look, you're way out more than
right.
$50.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. Yeah, of course, I don't think about these things.
So they do that kind of stuff. And then once you're inside, of course, they've done like the villain food stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly means a lot of cupcakes and cookies and things.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they have like some specialty drinks and things like that also.
There was like 10. There was a lot of them.
Yeah. But again, I think it's a lot of Instagram food is what it is to me.
Right.
Not to say that some of it probably doesn't taste very good, but they in these sort of situations, they really push the look.
Yeah.
Because people like to take pictures of it for Instagram. So a lot of it just seems to lack in substance and lean more towards the visual.
Right.
Which I guess makes sense for a villain party, you know.
Well, we bought that. I can only criticize so much because we bought that Mickey's kitchen sink ice cream thing.
Yeah.
And we only bought that because it was in a Mickey like container.
Right.
Right. That was the only... That
but
Mickey
you get
Pants
to keep
one,
that.
But you get to keep it. And
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
And it made it so you could eat it easier because it was inside a closed container. That's the problem with some of these Instagrammable foods is that like the reality of trying to figure out how to eat this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't know how to eat an ice cream cone that's covered in powdered in
cotton candy.
Yeah. Like I just, how do you even hold this thing?
And this is just me being bitter about Instagram because I'm sure there are a lot of people that really enjoy the photographable food. It's fun. It looks great.
Like yeah.
All of the stuff, all the food stuff that we've seen is really impressively made and looks like it would be fun to have pictures of on your Instagram. People like to see that kind of stuff. It's just very much not my style, you know, to buy something for the photo. You know,
but if we bought something that looked that cool, I'd be putting it on Instagram.
Oh, for sure.
As long as it looked cool. But I just like it in a plastic container. Like if it's clear, I feel it's fancy. That's as fancy as I get.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a plastic cup.
Ooh,
hey.
Look how clear and plasticky it is.
I see right through you. That's what I feel like.
Then they have their parade there for Valentine's also.
Oh, a special Valentine's parade?
Yeah, it's very, it's pared down. It's not like a full-fledged daytime parade that they normally do at the parks.
Uh-huh.
It's very much more about the characters specifically that are in the parade. that are very much different, obviously, from the usual people that are in parades.
Yeah.
There are no princesses here.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's all the villains. Even ones you don't get in parades very often, like Drizella and Anastasia, who are Cinderella's evil stepsisters.
Okay.
And
what about the Wicked Stepmother? Is she in it too?
Lady Tremaine is there.
Oh, but we see her a little bit more frequently.
She's been around. They have Ursula in it and Oogie in it.
Oh, that's fun. They pop Oogie back out for Helen.
And Gaston, Cruella, Captain Hook, Dr. Facilier. All the villains basically who don't have their own float basically in all the regular parades get to be in this one.
Yeah.
And people, you know, we've said this before, people love the villains.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Disney is very is slowly beginning to realize how much potential is in using their villains more frequently.
Right.
Giving them more of a voice, giving them more of a presence in the parks, giving them more merchandise. The patches that we sell, the most popular ones tend to be based on villains.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
With the latest one with Hades Mortal.
Right.
People really enjoy it because it's not something that you run into very often, you know? Not to mention it's just a cool patch in general.
That's it. For the rest of 2020, nothing but villains, folks.
Villains for 2020. and then they also have like a stage show for the villains too, which is hosted by Hades.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's kind of like a gathering of villains all coming out doing their thing.
What?
Type of stuff. And it's the show, kind of show that you like, that's very musical with dancing and fireworks and that kind of stuff.
I love some good villain choreography. Because
you're a dancer.
Because we all know this is what makes a villain good.
Yeah.
Is the choreography.
Choreo. Body language. So in the show, they have, you know, Hades and the Queen and Maleficent and Jafar. Oh, also in the parade, they bring back out the Maleficent Dragon, the clockwork Maleficent Dragon.
Oh, that breathes fire. And I've seen some pictures of that as well.
At night, it's so much more impressive than during the day.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. It was made to go out at night.
And then they do some other things that I find very interesting. One of which is an overlay on Space Mountain, which they've started doing more often in Florida.
That's fun.
Where the lighting might be a little different or not at all. A lot of times they just make it go dark.
Oh.
And then they have, in this particular case, they have just the voices of the villains echoing around in the mountain.
Because that's what they do. They turn off all the lights for this one.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
All of which is just to say, I really feel like Space Mountain in Florida needs an update. It would be so much more fun to be riding in the car and have the voices up next to your head and have like a soundtrack going.
Right.
Or have projections so that when you go by something, they can do an audio cue. You know, like, I think it's done a disservice in the Florida Space Mountain because you don't have that closeness to the speakers. So you just kind of vaguely hear things as you're running through.
I'm pretty sure they are getting an update after Tron opens.
I hope so. I think Florida deserves an update.
I think so. I'm in full support of that, of course.
You're in full support.
Yeah.
And then another thing that they're fond of doing in Florida is putting live actors in the Pirates ride.
Oh, this is a fun effect, actually.
Do you like this?
Yeah, I do.
I do not like interacting with characters at all.
Ah, that's a good point.
So it's a minus for me. Because as you're walking through the... Is it all going to be so interactive? When you're walking through the line area, they have actors in the line area interacting with you. And then once you're actually on the ride, there are people strategically placed around the ride that randomly yell things at you, from what I can tell.
Oh, okay.
Like, are you supposed to interact with them too? Is there a conversation that's supposed to happen? I don't know how that works.
Sure. Don't they have sometimes someone on the other side so that they're screaming at each other over your boat? I kind of feel like that was something I heard.
From what I've seen, I know they usually have a person right after the drops, after you go through the battle scene, up to your left, where there's usually like a projection of people sword fighting. There's someone up there yelling at you. And this is the thing, is like Pirates is not a quiet ride. So I feel like they either have to tone down the audio that's normally in there, or the person has to be mic'd or yelling.
I kind of feel like they're mic'd.
Are they mic'd?
I think so.
Okay. Either
could
way.
Could be making all of it up. Who knows?
We haven't ridden it with live actors on it, so we totally don't know
Disney
for sure.
Lie right here.
Yeah. We're making up things. And then you... there are a couple other places in there that I think are mostly... They're mostly on cast member areas that cast members would walk normally anyway.
Oh,
so
right.
So they're not actually down next to the animatronics or anything like that. Like, they're not interacting with the pirates. They're just... in the space, as far as I can tell, right?
It's a fun concept though, and there's lots of dead space in that ray that you could put extra characters in, and they spotlight them and stuff as well too. They add lighting for it, mm-hmm. like you would expect at a Disney ride.
Yeah.
So,
and I've said that a lot too, that there are dead spaces that I'm like, man, why don't they put more stuff in here?
Yeah, and they do on Valentine's.
Apparently, Valentine's is the time is when they do
it.
There,
it's just left as extra space. And an actor for one night's way cheaper than an animatronic.
That's very true. And then also, apparently, if you go to the Contemporary Resort down in Florida, they have, like you were saying, the 10 villain desserts.
Oh, that's where I saw those at.
Yeah. Mm. Where it's literally just cupcakes and cookies and cupcakes and cupcakes and cookies. Like, it's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, for sure. These are all my favorite things.
You love all those things?
Yeah.
I might try one of them. I didn't look into see what pricing is, because usually food there runs around the same cost, where like each one costs like $7-$8, you right. know, which is a little steep for a cupcake, but you know, it's all part of the experience. So if you're going to do it, you might as well do it. Uh-huh. Right. I guess the question that it boils down to is this a kind of event that you would want to go to? Is this something you would pay extra money for?
Well, and see, this is what I was just thinking about too during this whole episode, is that a regular park ticket is like the same, like $130 or something.
Sure.
So I would much rather pay for a hard ticketed private event than to pay for a park pass.
Oh, okay.
On a regular day, because the lines are so much shorter.
They tend to be, yeah.
You can get on everything. You get your time back. You get a new experience. I was just thinking that what we should totally do one year is instead of getting a season pass, we'll just do all of the hard ticketed events for an entire year. And see if it works out to be the same.
Yeah.
Right? Because if they're like $100 a pass or whatever, 100, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you bought 7 or 8 of those, then you could go to almost every party for the exact same price as the season pass.
That's very true.
And you get to go, but then you only get to go 7 times. And
well,
we do that in like a week.
And that, right. And the other problem is that your time is severely shortened also.
Yeah.
Because the ticketed events, they tend to start around 8 o'clock, right? Yeah.
That was definitely the complaint about the Valentine's, is that it was a pretty short event.
Yeah, I think it's like, but you can come in a little earlier with a hard ticketed event normally. They'll let you come in 2 hours before the event starts.
Right.
So you can get 6 hours out of your, you know, instead of just the 4. You know what I mean?
I do, but that's not quite the same as our regular 16.
Right.
I want all 16 hours, please. That'll
be
enough.
And if you get on every ride, I guess you can't complain too much.
Right. Because there's still a lot of, on an average day still, there's a lot of days we don't get onto the good rides because like Splash Mountain and Space Mountain, we hardly ever get onto those rides because it's so hard.
And you never get on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah. Like ever.
Yeah.
So that you had to be pretty committed to that. And so to get your, you know, to be able to save yourself the long lines and see new events and stuff, it'd be fun to do for a whole season.
Yeah. So,
but if you have a season pass already, I probably would skip it during that time period, you know?
I would also say that Valentine's doesn't have character meet and greets during this particular party.
Not currently. This is the first year, isn't it?
Yeah. So a lot of people aren't siphoned off like they would be during a normal ticketed event like this. I would prefer to go to one where there's tons of character meet and greets, because a lot of people, like I said, go in specifically to take pictures with yeah. the characters, and it completely does not interest me.
Right.
So I would be happy to skip past all those people standing in line to meet whoever right. to go get on rides that have no wait time because of it. Whereas in with Villentines, there are none of those situations. So everyone's kind of doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't even think about it, but for the Halloween season, they offered a season pass for the whole, whatever it was, 20 dates or something.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We should totally do that this year.
Oh, okay.
This is our goal.
We're going to have to Disney bound then, because I'm not going to all those Halloween parties, not in some sort of costume.
If I can use the same costume for the entire season and go yeah. down every day, take the whole month of October off just to go to
right. October is our Disney month. We will be unreachable.
Like how people do Europe.
Yeah. We're taking a month-long trip to Florida. Yeah. We sound super fancy that way.
It's hilarious. But yeah, there you go.
So
fun event. I'm glad they came up with that.
Valentine's in February. So do you think that they're going to try to do an event in March then?
Oh, like a St. Patrick's Day thing. That'd be fantastic. Oh, luck of the Irish to you.
Oh, gosh. Or, you know, they could call it, you know, like the bad luck bash and do all their villains again, you know?
See, because I really was starting to wonder this. They are leaning hard into the villains.
Yeah.
And we touched on that a little bit earlier, but I think that this is either their way of giving us Dark Kingdom without telling us that they're giving it to us, or testing it to see if it's going to be a full park. Just saying.
We'll see.
It's one of those two things for sure.
I would... Oh, I'm sure. I'd be interested to see what kind of data they're pulling from this outside of just, hey, we're making a lot of money off the villains.
Uh-huh.
You know? Could be interesting.
Yeah.
But it's like I always say, the men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.